heard during the lesson. Rav, please.
אנחנו לומדים קטע-קטע כל הנושאים.
Yes, we are learning excerpt by excerpt all the topics that pertain to the exodus from Egypt. It is the most revolutionary operation that the Creator operates on us, does to us, takes us through. There's nothing more than that. When we transition from the corporeal world, from the intentions in order to receive, from the qualities that are in order to receive, when everything we do is only for ourselves, to intentions to bestow upon others, because what is outside of us, in the end, we see that outside of us, there is only the Creator. And in this work, when we even try just to think about it, it seems very long, very far, and that we have no interest, no connection to it. We're so far from it. Until we become more and more organized and to think and read and draw reforming light, and that light operates on us and changes our perception on it, of it, bit by bit, and gives us new values. So that to think about ourselves, when we think about ourselves, we are in our beast, and we have no way to emerge from ourselves into the Creator who is outside of us. And this is possible only through an effort that we do together with the environment. We seemingly perform such exercises with the environment that they bring us out, because I dwell among my own people, meaning the Creator is in the environment. And to the extent that a person lowers himself, bows before the environment, as much as he tries to annul himself before the environment, by this he awakens the Creator who is in this people. I dwell among my own people, and he impels. People, and he impels the Creator to help him. And here we are in a process until we gradually grasp this principle and are willing to accept it from the beginning, when we completely reject it, until we agree with it and then want it. We understand that it's impossible, completely impossible, to do anything otherwise, and this is how it should be. And we agree with this entire plan of creation that the Creator has created. And in this way, we advance toward implementing it on ourselves. We ask and cry out and demand of the Creator to do this operation on us, meaning to deliver us from Egypt. And along the way, as we see, we give up, we cry out, we cry, and the children of Israel sigh from the work. And this work is the connection between us. The connection between us should come to such dimensions where we discover the Creator between us. We grasp Him. We grip Him in the network of connection between us until this network of connection is big enough so the Creator is trapped, so to speak, in this network and doesn't run away from it. And we become tighter and tighter in mutual consent for one each other in order to grip Him. And by this bring Him contentment and come from brotherly love, from connection between us, to come to connection with the Creator. That's the way. There are many, many manners of connections in it. We learned about them, we'll learn some more. But here we are basically in making the first spiritual vessel, the connection between us. So let's read the excerpts, and you can ask as much as you want, and that's how we will go forward. The process we already heard about, but still getting into it emotionally, this is what we need with our feelings to see how we take step by step, step by step, until we come to a state where we feel that we are ready for the exit from the world of in order to receive to the world of the intention. Go ahead.
Ravi said the connection between us needs to reach such dimensions that we will capture the Creator in the network of connection between us.
Yes.
To what dimensions does our connection need to reach?
Until we grasp the Creator between us.
Yeah, but the dimensions of the connection itself, what should they be formed?
I don't know, but I know that if we're going to catch a whale, then we need a big net with
holes.
With big holes. Big holes don't matter, but if we want to catch small fish, then they need to be much smaller. If we're going to catch even smaller, tiny fish, then we need tiny holes in the net. So it's according to what we want. In spirituality, it depends on the connection between us, this net that we spread. And when we connect among us in such a way, in such an intention and understanding what we're going for,
that
the matching between us is such that according to our equivalence of form, with the network that we build between us and the Creator, there will be such equivalence of form that we will truly come close to Him and catch Him. Basically, that's it. That's the operation. We're approaching it. We understand better. We feel more. We are building the connection between us. There are groups that are very advanced in this. But we want more and more to grow stronger in this. Okay, so where should you read?
208.
Okay.
So we are in the Passover selected excerpts document under the headline, "They shall sigh from the work." 208.
Now, what does it mean to sigh in the work? We understand that we have no power, intentions, thoughts, abilities to achieve equivalence of form with the Creator, to bestow upon Him, to touch Him in any way, nothing. So it turns out that what happens is that when we want to nevertheless approach Him and come to Him, we discover that we are more and more opposite from Him, because our level of precision, the extent to which we can be connected in order to establish something that is suitable to the Creator, we see that it's to the contrary. We discover that we are more and more unsuitable further. more distant. And because of it, we feel that we have no chance of approaching to the Creator and of catching Him according to our equivalence of form and connecting with Him. And therefore, we come to a state of the children of Israel signing from the work because we have no chance of coming to a state where we, according to our qualities, when we are connected among us, so we will also be able to come to some state where we reach the Creator and catch Him.
208.
Maybe you'll read as well.
All right. It is written, and the children of Israel aside from the work. What work are we talking about? What made them feel so difficult, discomfort, heaviness, lack of success? It says, from the work of the Creator. What does that mean? This is called hard work, since it was difficult for them to work in order to bestow. It is against a person's nature. So it's not like it's difficult, it's impossible. If I look at all my thoughts and desires correctly, not in my thought or in my desire, I cannot do any act of bestowal. Because the Egyptians and Pharaoh, who is man's nature, influenced them, meaning a person's thoughts and desires, installed in them their thoughts and wishes, meaning only for themselves. In other words, since the klipa, the shell of Egypt, is primarily self-love, the Egyptians ruled over the people of Israel, meaning the entire body of the person, all his thoughts, desires, and actions, so that the people of Israel too would walk in their way in order to receive, called self-love. It was difficult for Israel, meaning to that tiny thought that the Creator gave to a person to develop it and run away from the intention to receive. So it was difficult for Israel to that tiny thought in a person to overcome these thoughts, a person's ego, which is called Egyptians. This is the meaning of the words, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, meaning they couldn't separate from the aim to receive their thoughts and desires, much less rise above them and perform operations in order to bestow. It seems impossible. And when they see it, then they really have this outcry to the Creator that we have no choice. We are in the nature that you created in us. So what do we do? If you did it, then you can cancel it. You can revoke it, but we can't. This recognition of evil is very important. In other words, first of all, we discover that the Creator created this evil, and we cannot emerge from this evil unless with the Creator's permission, if He helps us, if He delivers us from it, from this nature, and gives us a different nature. And then, in this way, we do pass into the spiritual world. There is no problem. If I could perform any action that is before me and I don't do it, that's one thing. But if I know or should know that I can't, I cannot perform this action, then I must only check to what extent I am incapable, to what extent the Creator governs me in every single way, to what extent He governs all my desires and thoughts in order to receive where I am now, where Pharaoh governs. And then I cry out, help. in all kinds of ways. You can turn to the Creator and say, why did you do this to me? Do the opposite. Take me out of the intention to receive into the intention to bestow. In all kinds of, here a person goes through all kinds of this great whirlpool. And it's all good because by this he begins to feel the nature of this world that is in order to receive, perhaps the nature in order to bestow that may come against it, because we're building the spiritual world on top of the corporeal world. Why do we need to be in Egypt? Why do we need to be in the intention to receive for so long? And with all those events, because it is impossible to put together in us a perception of the spiritual world without perceiving the corporeal world, and on top of it, building the spiritual world.
Perché ognuno di noi non è in equivalente.
Why? Each and every one of us is not in equivalence of form, but when we connect, we add that equivalence of form.
I didn't understand. If we connect, then we add equivalence of form. If we're not in equivalence of form, but we try to connect, so then we discover how much we are in inequivalence of form, in disconnection, in contradiction. So on top of it, we begin to work and connect among us, and then we put together the network of connection between us. Because there are distances between us, but we connect ourselves nevertheless to each other through some sort of strings of connection. And by this we build the net. Now, what are you asking about this?
Quindi, non è che noi ci connettiamo e raggiungiamo l'equivalenza di forma.
So it's not that we connect and achieve equivalence of form. We first need to work with our ego and ask the Creator to help us, right?
Well, it turns out that it's like that, that we have no connection between us, and we try to create a connection between us, see how maybe sometimes it works out, maybe we have this tiny string to one friend, to another friend, to a third friend, and so on, until we begin to see in it mutual actions. When we gradually establish a network, until we can come to a state where this network of connection becomes so connecting that we will not feel that there are any spaces between us, but rather everything is in the net more and more. Positive things, negative things too, everything is included in the net, in our desire to be connected. And it is impossible to have a connection between us unless by love covering all the crimes, where we discover more and more how much we are not close between us, but how much we do want to be close. And those two parts, those two forces will later become the basis of the Batsuf, the coarseness, restriction. We're advancing correctly and you're saying correct things. No one wants to come out of Egypt. But afterwards, the Creator plays all kinds of tricks on us, all kinds of exercises He does to us. So we will want to come out, to run away. It all depends on how much we, in our will to receive, suffer from the work in Egypt. and want to escape? Or to what extent, in the desire to bestow, which nevertheless grows between us, to what extent we appreciate the connection between us and want to exist in the connection between us, meaning already outside of Egypt? So there are two states here. We, in Egypt, want or don't want to come out, and it all pertains to our vessels of reception, and we, outside of Egypt, as much as we can imagine the situation, we're in our vessels of reception and vessels of bestowal, we feel the situation and see whether we want it or not. And in this way, we advance through these scrutinies. So there will come a time when you see what truly awakens in you, a desire to exit. But in the meantime, we wait until you want to cry. And the children of Israel cried out from the work. When you see your situation as truly, I don't know, crazy? I don't know how to put it. Try to translate it into some way.
Like you're going to go crazy?
Yeah, maybe. You don't know what to do anymore.
Good morning, Rav. Question about building the intention. We have to build the intention before the action, over the action. But usually, best case scenario is I remember it after the fact.
It only shows how much you haven't done anything yet. If you begin to work in spiritual actions, then of course the main thing is the intention. Following the intention, you choose with what action you can realize your intention. And in every act you do, you have to continue the intention. Otherwise, the act that you are doing and the action disappears from it, it's as if, so where are you? You remain with only your beast, but the human in you fled. You lost him along the way. The intention in us is the human in us, the man, the Adam in us. So try not to separate from the intention. Why am I doing it? What am I doing? For what purpose? What is the purpose I should achieve? What do I expect to happen? Usually, the intention cannot be established correctly unless you connect it to the Creator. When you attach it, when you glue it to the Creator, and then you follow that connection, the tiny connection you have with the Creator, and you enhance the connection. This is the act itself.
Вот есть ли какой-то наилучший способ проверить?
Thank you, teacher. Is there a best way to examine oneself in order to be certain that I have not even one thought about bestowal?
On the contrary, you have to constantly yearn that all your thoughts and desires will be in order to bestow, and then you will come to a state every now and again that you are in order to receive.
А что значит тогда проверять свое намерение? Как это делать?
What does it mean then to examine the intention, how to do it?
So, again, I'm reiterating. Try to work in order to bestow as much as possible, as powerfully as possible, and as long as possible in the process, and then you will see how you fall from it, how much you fall from it, only in this way.
Спасибо.
Somehow to recognize that
We are drawn to it. This is called the work in Egypt, the work in the darkness. We don't know quite if we're working correctly or not, where we are. We don't know. We simply want to reach it. The intention to bestow. It is written about it, whatsoever is in the power of your hand to do, that do. You, which is how you're used to working, you want to see the road in front of you securely, solidly. The light shines, you, and you're trying to, like a train, ride on the rails. On the tracks. You won't have it in this spiritual work. Don't even look for it. You have to look for how you go each time with more bestowal. If you want to advance from one state to the next, it is by adding bestowal, adding connection, adding love. There is nothing else.
Раф, вот уточнение практическое. Мы вчера после утреннего урока составили десяткой молитву.
Rather, another practical precision. After the lesson, we built a prayer with the 10. We did some spiritual work. We felt that way, and we then scattered. How do we recognize we haven't truly attained the spiritual work?
Did you discover the power of connection, power of bestowal, power of love between you? If not, then it's a sign you didn't come to the desirable state when you came out of Egypt.
Но мы сказали, что, наверное, достигли. Каждый товарищ сказал, что мы почувствовали при составлении молитвы отдачу.
But we said that we probably in composing the prayer we felt something.
Okay, so you have something, but it's not as if you came out of the boundaries of Egypt.
Что это за состояние именно стон? Стон от того, что мы не достигли.
What is that state? This sigh
that I really want it, I crave it, and I discover that I can't.
Почему не способен? Мы себе доказали, что мы способны.
Why can't? Why incapable?
Because I'm discovering that all my thoughts and desires, as much as I tried to perform in them actions in order to bestow, I discovered that I'm still in my thoughts and intentions in order to receive. And this is called, and the children of Israel sigh from the work. You're right. You are making the right efforts, and they're good. But you still haven't discovered that it's all, instead of bringing you to the good spiritual state of bestowal, connection, revelation of the Creator, etc., it brings you into darkness, to more recognition of the correct state of where you are, that you are still in Egypt.
Извините, просто не совсем понятно, вот. Что значит в Египте. Мы-то при составлении молитвы.
Sorry, it's not clear. What does it mean to be in Egypt?
Володя, you can tell me whatever you want, but look at the results. The more you want to exit in order to receive, to exit the disconnect, the detachment, the distance between us, ultimately we can't. And that means we're still in Egypt. Until we start crying to the Creator, we haven't reached that yet. True cry, that I don't want anything besides one thing, to detach from my ego, not to be dependent on me. It's as if I want to exit my own body, my own self. That's the state. Very difficult to describe, but it's coming. We're approaching it.
Moscow 2, how do we awaken friends in the 10 without pressuring them too hard? How do we not do harm? Where's the boundary between the awakening of the friends and self-annulment?
This is all something that can be measured only in love. If you relate to the friend with love, this means you're using yourself to connect with him, not using him to connect with him. And that is called love covers all crimes. Well, this is clear to us, 210.
210, Abba says, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and they cried out, and their cry went up to God from the work. That is, by asking for help, they had to be given the lights each time. New lights each time. As he says in the Zohar, that the help that is given from above is regarded as a holy soul. And by this, the people of Israel will need the great lights, because otherwise they cannot emerge from the control of the Egyptians. It follows that the Creator's reply was that He would give them the need to ask for help, which is that each time He will show them more bad, so they will constantly need to ask for bigger help. By this, the light of the purpose of creation will be revealed to them.
There's something subtle here that I have to discover that I'm happy because I'm unable to do anything and I'm helpless and I'm truly despaired, and then I turn to the Creator. I have then joy in turning to the Creator. And that's why I have joy in the suffering, because the suffering pushes me to Him. Without that, I wouldn't reach Him, I wouldn't yearn for Him, I wouldn't be pushed towards Him. Therefore, in those cries, there is joy and gratitude that I have the ability to cry to you, to ask of you. I discover that by that you are in front of me, above me, and therefore this whole work, even though it seems as horrible manual labor that's hopeless and so on, but I'm happy that all of that comes to me from the Creator. That's of course not something that's felt in the first few steps in the work, but afterwards it appears this way, and then I already taste a sweet taste, the mitigation of judgments. As I cry to the Creator and ask of the Creator, in my cry to the Creator, there's already great inner joy that I have who to cry to, whom to turn to. And I discover there is someone who's waiting for me to turn to Him, and in such a way He can help me. And therefore, there is some expansion of mind and emotion here through our connections through Pharaoh to the Creator. That specifically, these bad forces are those that reveal to me the good connection with the Creator. All right. Turkey 1.
Thank you, Rav. Question from Maitan. At the evening meeting with friends, the general feeling of Maitan was, We are in empty place. We are hanging in the air. No creator, no desire. But nevertheless, we are together with the same group in the morning lesson. How can we convey to each other in our tent that the only salvation is in this work?
Just try to think about it, and that will tie the friends together and appear between you, and these thoughts will influence each other. That's how it will happen. That's how it will happen. Don't worry. It'll come.
Yes.
211, Rabash says, precisely by seeing the changes in descents and descents each time, by struggling, a place of prayer awakens. Then the words, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and their cry went up, come true. If the exile is revealed in full, then begins the redemption. This shows us the order of exile and redemption that took place in Egypt at that time. And this is the order we must extend through the end of correction.
Meaning, there can't be redemption without exile, and vice versa. They both have to mutually support each other. It's like he says, through the struggle, a place of prayer awakens, and then by these prayers that accumulate, meaning our deficiencies towards the Creator, that appear in a stronger, more powerful, more specific fashion, we get closer to a deficiency that actually becomes the spiritual kli. So, what advances us towards redemption? The sensation of the exile. What becomes a kli for the revelation of the reward, the revelation of the Creator? Prayer.
Да, дорогой Рав, а что нужно добавить к молитве, чтобы она стала
yes, Rav,
из хисарона духовным кли?
How do we add to the prayer so that it comes out of a deficiency for a spiritual vessel?
Тфила и prayer is a deficiency of the heart. Work of the heart. To the extent that we work on our heart, we gradually better and better shape the prayer. What is the prayer? It's the appeal to the Creator. The Creator is in our heart. Deep, 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 deep down. We don't feel that central point in our heart because it's a point of the innermost desire, the original desire created by the Creator. He holds that inner point of our heart, and the more we work on our heart, we're actually wanting to penetrate and reach the Creator. And there, at the central point of our heart, will have connection with the Creator.
All
right, Vlad.
Происходит с молитвой, что она из хисарона просто становится духовным кли. Вот вы сказали 10 минут назад.
So what is exactly a spiritual deficiency, as you said 10 minutes ago?
That we pray, we shape the connection between us and the Creator, more accurately, the Ten and the Creator, and by that, we build such a collection of 10 vessels that will be connected to the Creator in mutual bestowal. We towards the Creator and vice versa, direct light, reflected light, and this way we'll build the spiritual potsuf and spiritual actions. And we're gonna learn about these actions later in the study of the Ten Sefirot to see what we actually need to do in practice. First, we have to achieve the spiritual. All right, for you. There are two conditions for praying from the bottom of the heart. One, his work must be against nature. Has to be against nature, meaning in order to bestow. That is, he wants to do everything only to bestow. And he wants to exit self-love. At that time, it can be said that he has a lack. That he wants to exit self-love. Two, second condition for prayer, he begins to exit self-love by himself and exerts in it, but cannot move an inch from his state. At that time, he becomes needy of the Creator's help. And his help is real, and his prayer is real, because he sees that he cannot do anything by himself. Then, when he cries out to the Creator to help him, he knows this from the work. As it is written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work. This means that by working and wanting to achieve the degree of being able to bestow upon the Creator, they saw that they could not emerge from their nature, so they prayed from the bottom of the heart. So when does a person pray from the bottom of the heart? When he really wants to reach bestowal, and he can't. He sees he has no chance.
Spain 1.
Spain 1.
Buenos días. Buenos días, mi mundial. La verdad que estoy confundido.
Good day, Rav, World Clay. The truth is, I'm confused.
Al creador.
My question is, how to justify the Creator?
Todo lo que pueda hacer algo.
To justify the Creator, is very difficult, because we are in an opposite nature, and we think that everything that's happening to us, if we relate it first to the Creator, that's one thing. But if we do, then besides that, we have a big problem, because what we feel is we feel bad things, meaning that the Creator then appears bad in our eyes. We don't want him. We want to hide him. We forget about him. He's also doing these acts of concealment so that we won't come to him blaming and hating. So our whole work in the group between us is to assemble between us a good, correct attitude between us and from us to the Creator, a good, warm inner attitude. On top of everything, we discover and experience between us. And then through our efforts, we awaken the light that reforms, and it influences us. It takes a long time, but it works on us, and then that's how we begin to reveal the Creator as good.
What does it mean that I see that I cannot do anything by myself? What am I seeing? What is the proof here?
Ani b'meshach shanim
for years that I'm in the wisdom of Kabbalah, I reveal that the outcome of anything doesn't depend on me. What's up to me is to do efforts, but the results don't depend on me. There's a difference between my effort and what appears to me. In the middle lies the Creator, and that's how I feel myself under His rule. That's it. And the Creator appears one time as Pharaoh, the other time as the Creator, from within the friends and from outside of the friends. Main thing I need to try to do is as many actions as possible. Based on what we learned.
Do I feel that what I did means nothing, doesn't make any difference? How do I know that? How do I feel that?
You see it from your history. How long are you with us and trying, and you see you get nothing from it. And then you have such thoughts and desires of leaving, what will I get out of this? You're there because there's no choice. If you would see something more successful, you'd run away. So what do? You keep going. For lack of a better choice, that's our work. Until we will find, in spite of that, good, correct actions, desires, and then bit by bit what the mind doesn't do, the time will, until we come to a state where we begin to actually feel where we are. What is that network that we're in?
What's stopping me from crying out to the Creator now? I've been with BB for a long time. What's stopping me from crying to the Creator?
Answer yourself. I'll tell you this. Check. What is preventing you from yelling to the Creator? Because you're not sure that you have connection with Him.
Tbilisi.
Доброе утро, дорогой Рав.
Good morning, dear Rav. On the one hand, I'm the happiest person in the world because in this dark world I have a chance to serve the Creator. I have the teacher, I have the friends. On the other hand, I have great suffering because creation, the created beings, suffer tremendously. I see it. And it makes me very sad. Is this the right way to pray?
Yes, if you discover deficiencies or troubles, plights, problems that people suffer, you have to pray for them. They cannot turn to the Creator and ask Him to get closer to them, or that to bring them closer to Him. And you can do that. So do it. Turn to the Creator and ask Him to bring humanity closer to Him. That's our work. And by that, you too will see that you're drawing closer to the Creator. This is the best means to get closer to the Creator if you pray.
You spoke about confidence, that we have no confidence, that we have a direct connection to the Creator. How can I increase my confidence or come to this confidence?
only by the society, only by the group. You have no other place from which to receive this surrounding light that gives you confidence.
And if I don't feel it in the society?
So open the heart and you feel. You have nothing to complain about. You have the group, you have the teacher, you have the creator, you have everything. If you feel that you're incapable of that, cry.
Rav,
is there is there not something more immediate to come in contact with the Creator? Why does it have to go all the way to the bottom of the heart?
Because the Creator resides there. Only by wanting to feel the friends, by that you penetrate to the depths of your heart. PT 10.
If we think more deeply, it seems like in every prayer, I'm asking about joy. So in every prayer there is gratitude and there's no place to ask. Because if I go deeper, it seems like I'm justifying the Creator in everything, even if we haven't reached Him. Even if we're disconnected, it is the best situation, most correct situation that the Creator created. And He created everything specifically for this state. So what is the place of the request here? Because the request is like criticism. It's change what you created.
Prayer means, the action of prayer means lehitpalel, which means to examine oneself. Lehit palel. It basically means to go back to oneself. So the prayer is how you inspect yourself, monitor yourself, and examine yourself, and then you reveal on the outside what you have on the inside. That's basically the action of prayer. You don't actually need to turn to the Creator and approach Him, and He's already in your heart to begin with. You just have to recognize for yourself what is your heart. And then you're already doing actions on your heart in order to give more and more place in your heart for the Creator.
Correct. And there's nothing to change here. It turns out that there is nothing to change here. With me, I'm fine. I understand it. But in this prayer, what am I asking for? Why do we have these requests?
You're asking to be more connected to the friends, because in the connection with the friends, you open your heart, discover your heart, disclose your heart to the Creator. It's not only you in your heart, all the friends should be in your heart. They have to stand in your heart, and in them, the Creator enters. And your heart feels how much the Creator enters into the friends, and you feel it in your heart. That's how we come to be in contact with the Creator. And that's how all of creation comes to complete connection with the Creator.
Yes, dear Rav, you said that the friends stand in your heart and you're asking for them. What does it mean that the Creator fills the friends that are in my heart?
This means that He fills my heart. When I pray for the friends, for the Creator to fill them, that's considered that I'm praying for my heart to be filled by the Creator, because it's the same. I don't have any other heart But the one that is connected, that includes the desires of the friends who have gathered together to one desire. That's how it was, as one man in one heart. That's how it was in the beginning of creation, and then it broke with respect to our emotions. And we have to recollect it. Right now, I don't have a heart. My heart is broken. I don't know it. I don't feel it. It's like only like a beast. When I collect, when I accumulate all the desires, the thoughts, the hopes from my friends together, and from that, I want to make a vessel. This is considered that I've reached my correct heart. This is how it works.
I feel the hearts of the friends, their desire in my heart. What does it mean that the Creator fills those desires that I'm asking for?
With love. When I start feeling that there's love between us, and it's as if we're all in an ocean of love. This is the state when where we're connected.
Good morning, Rav, friends. The question is the following. The fact that I see that some of the friends in the 10 are together in this cry to the Creator, but others do not even seem to realize that they are in Egypt. What is this show to me? In fact, that I don't do the necessary work and efforts towards the 10 to really look like one unit? What can I do to make this real?
I didn't hear that translation. Repeat it, please.
The question is, if I see that some of the friends are connected and they're praying to the Creator, and some of the friends don't even get that they're in Egypt, what is that towards me, that the picture is like that, that I'm not doing the necessary efforts demanded to do, to see the world, the ten as one?
I have to care about everyone, to bring everyone out of Egypt. Because this story about Egypt, Egypt is telling me how much, when you come out of Egypt, it's like a family, it's like a tribe. Is there another word? Like a flock, a true tribe, the wise, the foolish, the men, the women, the younger ones, the elderly, with the animals. They're not really animals. It's humans in the animate degree. With all their vessels they took from the Egyptians, everyone comes out of Egypt. That's why this is how I have to relate to all my friends in the tent. I don't examine them. I always see them with love. Like a mother looking at her child with love. She doesn't see anything bad in him. Everything is good. Look how sweet, how beautiful, how smart he is, how he smiles. That's how it should be. Everything. Try to come closer to your friends this way. And then we can all come out. Don't leave in Egypt anything. Meaning, we all come out in order to bestow above the palsa. And we're close to that. And you don't know what's waiting for you. You should.
Again, 213. When a person is already standing near the place from which he will receive help from above, meaning near is considered that the kli, meaning the desire for the desire to bestow, is far away from him. Then he sees that only the Creator can save him. As Baal HaSulam said, this is the most important point in man's work. Because then he has close contact with the Creator, because he sees 100% that nothing can help him but the Creator himself. Although he believes this, still, this faith does not always illuminate for him. That specifically now is the best time to receive the salvation of the Creator. That specifically now he can be saved, and the Creator will bring him closer, meaning give him the desire to bestow and emerge from the control of self-love, which is called Exodus from Egypt. In other words, he comes out of the control of self-love, which is called Exodus from Egypt. In other words, he comes out of the control of Egyptians who afflicted them in the holy work.
Yes, such beautiful and
P17, I heard that the main thing for us is patience. What do you mean by that?
That the main thing, as it is written, everything but leave. When a person keeps on going, he sees this world and the extent that the Creator gave us specifically in our time, the mind, the emotion, and such external conditions, it's easy for us to stay in the spiritual advancement because we have nowhere to run to, nowhere to escape. What can we do? What can we gain? But rather, how should I say it? Not a lot of strength is required to invest in order to stay in spirituality, in the spiritual process. And this is why it's not difficult. It's not difficult. If the Creator gives the desire, we can keep on. Yes.
Moscow 8, why did the people of Israel suffer from the work? What is the meaning that, why was their intention not for the sake of the Creator? And from what work did they suffer that they did it for the sake of the Creator?
The children of Israel suffered from the work because they very much wanted to come out of in order to receive and they couldn't. And the Creator hardened them. He didn't give them such an opportunity to come out because he needs to develop a big deficiency in them and correctly aimed to spirituality. And when this deficiency has reached the correct state, both by quantity and quality, they came out of Egypt.
Latin 21, how do we overcome the suffering that we're feeling from not being capable of working in the work of in order to bestow?
I don't think it's such of a problem, because if you couldn't overcome this suffering, you would already be in order to bestow. I'll tell you, Kolman, today I don't feel that the questions are questions. They're such as if in the air, not clear. Not scrutinized. Whoever writes them he probably doesn't feel what he writes. He's asking, but he's asking. And in the middle of the when you during the question you were asking, something changed. And then the first half of the question is not connected to the second. So I'm asking the women to relate to these questions seriously. If you want me to relate to you seriously. Okay? It's a deal? Let's go back, Oren.
We came to the next heading, and that is that they cried and their cry came out unto God from the work.
Yes.
204 from Rabash. It's written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and they cried out, and their cry rose up to God from the work. That is, what is the meaning of, and they cried out? It is that their cry rose up pertained to God from the work. That is, the fact that they wanted their work to be for the sake of God and not for their own sake, but could not do the work, this was their cry.
Next.
217 from Rabash. The evil within man's heart, a person cannot defeat it and must cry out to the Creator to help him and liberate him from the governance of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. How does he help him? It is said in the Zohar with a holy soul. This means that each time he asks for help, he receives a holy soul.
Meaning whatever we cry out, pray, ask for, help, we get it back from the Creator as a spiritual force that clothes in us, and from that, the soul that we eventually discover is made a force of bestowal that will settle in us and be revealed in us. In it, so how will that help me? We have to reach a state to that whatever we're talking about, whatever whatever our text speaks about, is where we are. And we can only be there through Rabash, maybe a little bit through Baal HaSulam. A little bit, not always. But Rabash is our bridge, our only connector between our state to the spiritual state.
Owen. 218, Rabash tells us, when a person sees the truth as it really is, meaning when he sees how immersed he is in self-love and that there is not a spark in his body that will let him do anything in order to bestow. In that state, a person has already achieved the truth, meaning he has come to the recognition of evil. And at that time, he has no way to help himself. And there is only one advice, which is to cry out to the Creator to help him. As it is written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and they cried out, and their cry rose up for God to God from the work. This is the meaning of what was said, he who comes to purify is aided. And the Holy Zohar asks, with what? And it replies, with a holy soul.
Meaning things should basically be very simple. The main thing is for it to be clear to the person himself what he wants in what way he turns to the Creator, and in what way he wants to receive it from the Creator. Has he received it or not? After all the confusions and the long path we go through, ultimately, it's executed in a simple way. We demand from the Creator, give us the force of bestowal. We have to receive it. That's all in all our entire desire. Just as once we want to receive, now we want to bestow. If we don't want to bestow, give us the desire to bestow so that we'll cry and we'll want to bestow. The desire is also received from you. This is how we gradually come through such few questions. These stages are not long. When we come from the beginning of the deficiency, beginning of the question, until the true question, the final one. Turkey 3.
Thank you, Ra. A question from my friend. We say that the Creator is in the connection between us. So how should we feel the friend's desire so that we can see the Creator in both receiving and bestowal?
We need to fill the desire of the friend with love. Together, all of us will fill the desires of us all, and then with certainty it will be the desire of the Creator, and the Creator will be revealed in it. Like that.
So what am I supposed to understand from that?
You need to understand that you need to be concerned with everyone, with the advancement of everyone, and by that you are surely implementing yourself in the correct and right way. And that's it, that there's nothing for you to wait. Help everyone, and that is your work. And don't ask about yourself. You have the possibility to do for everyone? Let's go. That's the work. That's your correction. PT6.
Thank you. The friends are in the heart. And still there is some kind of screen or difference between me and the friends. I want to ask if this is correct. I can't feel that I'm with them. It's as if I'm aside or they're aside. Is this correct?
That's correct. And what to do?
It's if always, or it's like a mother taking care of the children. She's not one of the children. It's the same. If you annul before the bigger ones, you're not one of them. You're always aside.
You have to think how you're causing advancement for them, how you're bringing that to them. Just like you said about the mother and the children, for you to be engaged towards them, just like a mother is towards her children, care for them as much as possible.
Can I continue? It turns out as if there's the 10 and there's you. And it doesn't connect. It's the same when I turn to the Creator and then there's the Creator. Then I have to recall that there's a 10. It doesn't connect all into one.
Well, then what are you asking? How to skip over the gap between you and others? Between you and the Creator? Perform all kinds.
Rav, I heard from you that in order to reach a real prayer, a person should cry out. What is this outcry? It's not their usual crying, right?
Crying means despair, being helpless, not being able to reach something on his own, to attain something that he really wants, that he has one very strong desire, and he cannot implement it, realize it, and then he breaks out in crying. It's a sign of weakness on one hand, on the other hand, a very great deficiency, a strong deficiency. A strong deficiency, a strong weakness. Understand? In the excerpts. Please.
220. Those who say that they want to escape from the work but have nowhere else to go, since nothing satisfies them, those people do not walk out from the work. Although they have ups and downs, they do not give up. This is as it was written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and they cried, and their cry went up to God from the work. In other words, they cried out from the work because they were not advancing in the work of the Creator, so they could work in order to bestow contentment upon the Maker. At that time, they were rewarded with the exodus from Egypt. In the work, this is called emerging from the control of the will to receive and entry into the work of bestowal.
Okay. I see that everyone is already accustomed to such things. Very well, we'll continue.
221, Rabash says, because of the labor, is written twice. We should explain that all the sighs were from the labor, meaning that they could not work for the Creator. Indeed, their suffering was from not being able to make the work that they were doing be for the Creator. Due to the klipa of Egypt, the shell of Egypt. This is why it is written, because of the labor, twice. One, all the sighs were not because they were lacking anything. They lacked only one thing. Meaning, they did not wish for any luxuries or payments. Their only lack, for which they felt Their only lack for which they felt pain and suffering was that of not being able to do anything for the Creator. In other words, they wished that they could have a desire to give contentment to the Creator and not to themselves, but they couldn't. And this afflicted them. This is called wanting to have some grip in spirituality. Two, the second because of the work comes to teach that, and their cry came up unto God. That God heard their groaning was because their only request was work. This comes to imply to the other because of the labor. It turns out that the whole exile that they felt was only because they were under the rule of the klipa of Egypt, and they could not do anything to make it only in order to bestow. A question for the workshop is, how can we help each other to feel each other in the deepest possible way?
Okay. All right, so workshop. To simply continue. Rav, if I were to depict in place of the Creator, the friend himself, how would I talk to the friend?